This podcast describes ABC, Applied Bacterial Control, a unique set of protocols designed by St. David's poultry team to help control bird intestinal health with minimal use of conventional medicines. The use of antibiotics in animal production causes concern to the consumer and has associated risks of resistance development, which, whilst not scientifically confirmed in all cases, could affect efficacy of these medicines in humans. The use of antibiotics to affect intestinal health in broiler meat birds is well controlled and monitored in the UK industry, and they're only supplied after a clear veterinary diagnosis. The routine use of these medicines to affect growth and as a preventative treatment stopped many years ago, but there's still pressure to reduce usage further. ABC is the core to developing an antibiotic-free production system. There are many approaches to affecting the gut health, but the core principle is understanding the normal intestinal physiology and recognizing that the intestinal bacterial population, the microbiome, should be regarded as an organ of the body itself. Of the total cells in a human body, nearly 90% are bacteria, which shows the importance of this microbiome and ensuring that any intervention doesn't significantly alter the balance of the bacterial flora. The picture is similar in birds. Only recently has the importance of the intestinal bacteria been recognised. Some stimulate the bird's immune system to develop correctly, whilst others are involved in helping maintain the intestinal pH. Some bacteria produce chemicals called bacterins, which actively destroy or affect the growth rates of other bacteria. And other bacteria block the attachment of pathogenic bacteria to the intestinal cells. The relationship between the gut flora, bacterial flora, and the bird is intimate and detailed. And therefore, the use of broad-spectrum antibiotics can have serious but unrecognized side effects. ABC is an holistic approach to supporting and enhancing the gut microbiome. It uses a series of protocols and products to develop a tailor-made solution for individual farms, and in some cases houses, and then puts in place monitoring systems to make sure the controls are effective. The first stage is to fully investigate the farm bird health, history, and concurrent disease controls. The basis of good gut health is the correct bacterial flora and a well-established immune system. In some cases, the disturbances to the normal gut action are not due to infectious agents, but a wide range of environmental factors. The most common dysfunction seen is a period of rapid gut passage, where the normal process of retroperistalsis fails, and food moves too quickly along the bird's intestine, leading to droppings looking undigested. Retroperistalsis is the process by which food moves up and down the relatively short avian intestine to ensure complete digestion. The process of retroperistalsis is partially controlled by the gizzard and is greatly affected by any stressors such as drafts and temperature changes. Gizzard health is very important to ensuring normal passage of food in the intestine, and any investigation into rapid gut passage should always look closely at gizzard health. Feed changes, mild vaccination reactions, and even sudden changes in lighting patterns can lead to rapid gut passage. This might be short-lived, but if the causative factor persists, then the outcome is often a change in the bacterial population of the lower intestine where undigested food is present. The final stage can be a change in the overall microbiome structure and a fermentation process in the cica. These changes can finally predispose to the development of various clostridial toxins and the conditions of necrotic enteritis. Over the last few years, the use of essential oils has greatly increased in poultry production. Some of these are antibacterial, but the most interesting group are anti-inflammatory. It is now clear that many cases of rapid gut passage are due to inflammation, in a mild way, of the intestine, the cause of which is not clear. Short-term anti-inflammatory products can therefore greatly reduce rapid gut passage and avoid the need to treat with antibacterials, which all can have side effects. The inflammatory process can lead to leakage of normal intestinal bacteria into the bloodstream and subsequent lameness when these bacteria localize in joints and growth plates. Seed, feed and weed is a core principle of ABC and has been used in broilers and turkeys for some years. However, its implementation has often been haphazard and, as with all of the non-antibiotic therapies, has to be properly understood and implemented to make a significant impact. Seed, feed and weed has three components. The first stage is to ensure the birds have the correct gut flora, with the use of a range of probiotics early in life. Ideally, this should occur just as the bird hatches, and it is also therefore important to ensure that the newly hatched chick is only exposed to beneficial bacteria. Hatchery hygiene, controlling egg hygiene, and ensuring good air quality are all well recognised in the modern hatchery. Novel approaches are now being investigated where bacterial cultures are used to apply to hatchery surfaces to produce chemical bacterins which kill a range of pathogenic bacteria. The novel approach might allow for the reduced use of chemicals such as formalin. The feed stage involves the use of short-chain fatty acids in feed or water to help develop the correct intestinal environment, both by supplying a nutrient to support certain advantageous bacterial types, but also dissuading the development of other acidophobic bacteria. Many suppliers have products which apparently acidify the water, but implementation and monitoring is absolutely essential to ensure a satisfactory outcome. Finally, the weed stage uses a range of products to dissuade non-commensal bacteria from colonising the intestine. Seed feed and weed is therefore a system to enhance and support the bird's normal microbiome. ABC also looks at the bacterial challenges facing the bird from the house. Is the house clean? Is the water clean? What is the residual bacterial population in the house? And every house can be different on the same bird site. In summary, ABC is a set of tailor-made protocols and products with seed, feed and weed at its core, which enhance and support the normal gut microbiome, and as a result, lead to better health, better growth, and less need to treat with antibiotics.